Well, good evening. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of those people out there in the listening audience, because this is Open Line Tuesday, and the reason we're doing that is because we're having Pastor Billy Crone on tomorrow evening in my regular time. It was the only time he was available for a couple of weeks, and I wanted to finish up his commentary on the final countdown, part 8, and we'll get on to the rest of it in coming weeks. But Pastor Crone has a great deal of important information, so tonight it's Open Lines, and if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. Well, I was watching this evening the debates, and of course you have to understand that these are staged, and they're very, very carefully staged to give the impression that you really have a choice between two political candidates. After all, they look different, they talk different, they seem to have different values, but both of them have strong ties to the establishment. George Soros, who comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, has been one of the major financial backers of Obama, but he also funds a foundation that provided a great deal of money to John McCain. Both men have strong ties to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government. John McCain is a longtime member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Joe Biden, who's Obama's vice presidential nominee, was a member of the CFR. But both McCain and Obama have written articles for the Council on Foreign Relations magazine, Foreign Affairs, and both McCain and Obama have attended the meetings of the Council on Foreign Relations. So you have to understand that they both really understand what this is all about. And that's why the really important issues are never discussed. For instance, you notice that they never talk about this move towards globalism, doing away with our tariffs, which, of course, has had a profound impact on our industries, and the fact that our government's been encouraging our major industries to move overseas. Did you know that General Motors is the second largest automobile manufacturer in China today? Perhaps soon it'll be third, but right today it's the second largest automobile manufacturer. We're giving the automotive industry the opportunity to borrow $25 billion at very low loans here in the United States. Do you really think that money's going to be used to build up the car production here in the United States? Or perhaps over in Korea, where, of course, the Ford Motor Company is going, and in China, where certainly the General Motors is going, and I know that Chrysler is going overseas as well. You have to understand that everything is being done to encourage our industries to move overseas with all sorts of tax breaks, with all sorts of financing that they can get from sources. And, of course, I have to understand that we never mention this in the presidential debates. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why don't they ever mention immigration and the fact that certainly there's been an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to prevent we having English only as the language of the United States? English is the official language here. It is because both of the candidates are globalists, and both are controlled by the same people, and both of them have essentially the same agenda. But you've got to have the impression that one's a Democrat and one's a Republican, and we are going to have an election very soon, and it's going to make a difference. And you can throw the rascals out, but the truth of the matter is you're not going to make any difference. Professor Quigley said that on pages 1247 and 1248 of his book. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we were talking about the recent the debates that were held. And, of course, you know, they're talking about the economy. Oh, my goodness, the economy and how we've got to do things to, get our economy working again. Neither one of the candidates, of course, addresses the fact that we have a privately owned central bank. We call the Federal Reserve System, which is, of course, is controlled by very powerful financial interests here in the United States. And, of course, they're the ones, of course, have created an artificial prosperity by creating all sorts of money out of nothing. As Congressman Ron Paul says, and if you want the documentation on that, you can certainly go to our website where we have a series of three articles based upon Congressman Ron Paul's questioning of Alan Greenspan at the House Banking Committee meetings, and then two articles covering Ron Paul's speech, I believe it was in July of 2003, going into the background of the fact that the Fed has increased the money in circulation here in the United States 12-fold from 1971, when we went off the gold standard, up to 2005. And since then, over a three-year period, they increased the amount of money and credit by $4 trillion. And they're still pouring money out. Do you realize, of course, we've given almost a trillion and a half dollars within the last few weeks to Europe to try to stabilize their central banks? Do you realize, of course, that we've given a tremendous amount of money, probably about another $1 trillion here, to try to get our economy going? We just voted $850 billion. That's, 150 billion short of $1 trillion. This was just last Friday. Where is the money coming from? The United States doesn't have any money. The United States is having to borrow money every single day, about $2.5 to $3 billion, just to pay our debts. And why isn't anybody asking, where is the money going to come from? Where did the money we gave to Europe and the European central banks and the other central banks throughout the world come from? It's all being created. It's all an illusion. And neither John McCain or certainly Barack Obama will address the problem of a fiat money system that's created an artificial prosperity, or the fact that the powers that be, the rulers of our world, the financial institutions, and the central bankers have precipitated this crisis. And I believe, of course, their goal is to destroy the value of our currency, to cripple our economy. And out of that will come a demand for a global currency backed by gold. And, of course, this desire for the new world order, the new world currency. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course this is an open line program, and we'll have a regularly scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday. And so this is Open Line Tuesday this week. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Dana calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Dana. How are you doing?
Okay, my name is Dana.
Oh, Dana. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Well, I listen to you pretty much every night. Now, my comment and question is, saying all these things that you are saying are true about the New World Order and how this is going to come about, which is very doomsday-ish, just to listen to, my question is, what can one person, what can one American citizen do about it?
Well, first of all, I'm one American citizen. I decided to get on talk radio and talk to people all across the country. And with my wife's help and my family's help, I've been able to do this. And we have a pretty good outreach. But there are other people out there. Joyce Riley has a radio program. She did this on her own. She's a nurse, basically a cardiac unit nurse. And Alex Jones, I don't know what Alex did, but he has a tremendous outreach. Individuals can do things. Now, you probably have to work for a living, Dana.
Right.
All right, fine. So you're somewhat limited in what you can do, but you can tell others about what's going on. You can learn from what we say. You can certainly get the information off of our website. If you can buy it, fine. If you're not, read our newsletters. Watch our DVDs up there. Get to the point where you can argue these subjects and discuss them intelligently. And then everybody that you know, tell about what's going on and explain to them about the Federal Reserve System and what a fraud it is and how we're really controlled by a group of bankers, by the financial interests that, you know, throughout this country. In fact, you can write me, and I'll send you free of charge a copy of the letter I found at the Sterling Library at Yale from FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, to Colonel House, talking about how, as you and I both know, Colonel, why our country has been managed or controlled by financial interests and various centers, going all the way back to the time of Andrew Jackson. Now, how do you dispute what FDR said? And we have his letter. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Get some of the information. Ask people if this is really true, why they've never heard of it. Begin to get people thinking, and you can help. We've got people all across the country who are doing the same thing. And then, of course, I'll ask you to pray for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines, but when you start talking, you're going to be on the front lines, too.
Okay, hey, thank you. Another quick question, if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
Who is this group of bankers?
Who is the group of bankers? They're the people who control the central banks of the world. And all
hey,
of
do
this.
Do they have names?
Oh, well, sure they do. I mean, in fact, Mr. Bernanke is one of them. Certainly Alan Greenspan is another. Paul Volcker.
Oh.
I mean, go down the list of the people who control the central bank here in the United States. Understand that the Federal Reserve is owned by private banks across America. Not all of these people are bad, but the people who are working, most of the people who are working within the Federal Reserve system as the governors of the various banks understand what this is all about. It is the elitist organization, and you can get their names by simply writing to the Federal Reserve and asking them for the list of names. Or you maybe even divide it up on the Internet, who the members of the Federal Reserve Board are. This is the central bank that controls our economy.
Okay.
And in fact, they are far more significant than George Bush, who's simply a figurehead for the elite. But this is going on all throughout the world. And certainly you can go to your local library, get a copy of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and read pages 224 and 325. That's pages 324 and 325. You'll know more about banking than most of the people in this country, mostly professors of economics.
Well, thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks. Good to hear from you. And let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is Open Line Tuesday. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. For your last caller, the names and bios are there. If you just type in Federal Reserve Board of Governors and things like that. If you start with a search like that, and then you'll find other keywords, and there's 12 different banks around the country. They all have a different board. But you'll see some nice, smiling, clean faces, a bunch of very respectable, intelligent guys. And I'm sure they'd be great to have dinner with, but they are running the show, and they're not supposed to be, according to the Constitution.
And then, of course, the other people, for Dana, who was calling in from Flint, Michigan, the other people would be the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations. Most members of the CFR really don't understand. They're simply going along with the globalist agenda, because that's how you get ahead. But believe me, the leaders, the Henry Kissingers, the David Rockefellers, Zygmunt Brzezinski, that these people understand, the members of the Trilateral Commission, they understand, the members of the Bilderbergers understand. You can go up on the Internet and get the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, you can get it from the Trilateral Commission. You get the membership list from the Bilderbergers from Jim Tucker's writings up on the Internet. So the information is there if anybody wants looking for it. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, in the debate tonight, did you hear the part about Warren Buffett becoming Secretary of Treasury?
Isn't that interesting? Yes.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a riot.
Well, of course, you have to understand that Warren Buffett is certainly part of this, the whole international elite. And, of course, you can certainly go ahead and, read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. And you'll learn a lot about Warren Buffett that nobody will ever say in public. Because, of course, he is not the clean-cut grandfather that he appears to be. And I would suggest the book of the Franklin cover-up, I think. The Franklin cover-up. It really gets into Warren Buffett.
That's not a good book to be in.
All right.
Oh, no. I didn't know. I still haven't read that.
Okay, fine. Well, anything else, Mike?
Well, McCain, that was Obama that said that about Buffett.
Now, right. But even McCain mentioned him. So they're both thinking of Warren Buffett for Secretary of the Treasury.
Well, McCain said as president, he would order the Secretary of the Treasury to buy up all the bad mortgages in the United States. Well, that's nationalization of property. That's
right.
Already going on.
Sure.
And they're not going to just stop with the mortgages. And how much more money are they going to ask for?
Well, and where is the money going to come from? Because
yeah.
we don't have any money. Government doesn't have any money. Other what it can take from us but taxes, and they can't tax us much more. What they can borrow from other countries, and people don't want to lend us money anymore. And the only alternative is turn on those printing presses. They can make all the money they want to, and by so doing, why we will end up as they are in Rhodesia today or Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Now, Obama, early on, I don't have the full text of what he said or meant, but he was talking about 2 years ago, I believe it was. He says he went to Wall Street and asked for re-regulation. I think
he wanted Congress. He didn't go to Wall Street.
No, he said he went to Wall Street.
Well, I think that he's not going. We can get the text of what he said, but basically what he wanted was government to re-regulate Wall Street.
I'll check that.
All right,
well,
you check and let me know.
You know, the upshot of what I'm getting out of these debates is they're not really debates, and even the commentators are all scratching their heads about the odd nature, the odd flavor. I think what's really going on with these debates is that they are just further indoctrinating us with CFR philosophies and tactics and techniques and agendas.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's all show business. I think it's to give us the idea we really have a choice in November, which we do not have. We have two candidates to put forward who are picked by the same people, and it doesn't matter whether, of course, we get the short one or the tall one, the one with the black kinky hair, the one with the balding white-haired gentleman. They will both carry out essentially the same programs. They will do what they're told.
Yeah, and they're still chasing Obama. Bin Laden.
Right, and of course, certainly we know a little bit about Bin Laden. Certainly, Mrs. Bhutto, and anybody can check this out who wants to, go up on the internet and type in Mrs. Bhutto, and I believe it's Gordon Frost interview. And of course, Mrs. Bhutto went on worldwide television and said Obama's been dead for several years, and a couple of days later, she herself was dead. Isn't that interesting? But nobody ever wants to talk about a coincidence. And, of course, all of the information I have, go up and type in, Google in, Obama, Osama dead, and you'll find literally hundreds of thousands of entry. Everybody in the world knows he's dead, except the American people, who really have no grasp of what's going on. I mean, here's a man who had to have kidney dialysis. You don't last that long. You know, on kidney dialysis, living in a cave in Pakistan, believe me. Mm. Anything else, Mike, before we let you go?
Okay, thanks a lot.
God bless, and let's go to Tony, who's calling from Spokane. Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Oh, well, it could be expected.
Under the dire circumstances. Right ahead.
Yeah, well, cheer up. I think it's only going to get worse.
Well, I think it's going to get a lot worse. But, Tony, look at it this way. The American people are never going to take a serious look at what's going on as long as we got affluence and beer and Monday night football. It's going to take something like the catastrophe that we're going to have to go through and the suffering we're going to have to go through for people to begin to reevaluate what's really important. And, of course, their personal relationship with our Lord and the importance of freedom.
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think that event is probably sooner than later.
I think you're right.
You probably read this, Ambrose Evans Pritchard.
Wasn't that a great article in the Sunday Telegraph? Absolutely. And why don't you tell our listeners what that article said? Because it came as a real shocker. And it was written, posted actually yesterday, and the Sunday Telegraph is, I think it's a very, very good newspaper. And Ambrose Evans Pritchard is one of my favorite writers. What did the article say?
Well, before I get to that, let me also mention there's another writer who is one of my favorites. His name is Clive Maund, M-A-U-N-D-E. He's a technical analyst,
All right, well, before we go to the break, I want to tell our listeners that Ambrose Evan Pritchard, I said that the only people who are going to survive what lies ahead are those with gold bars. He said the whole world economy is collapsing. The financial stability of Europe is disappearing. Certainly the German government is having to nationalize some of its holdings over there, had to come to the rescue. I think it was $400 billion they had to put in an organization called HIPPO, a savings and loan. Certainly Denmark had to provide billions of dollars to the Fortis Bank. We'll be back in just a moment with Tony and perhaps you. Go right ahead, Tony.
And you didn't mention the almost near collapse of the Iceland.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-
people and not to participate in civil unrest. If America's going to be saved, it's going to be saved by the patriotic people in our military and within our police forces and within the intelligence agency, because believe me, there's a lot of good people out there in America. I mean, there's very, very few bad people. There are a lot of people who, of course, do what's expedient, but there are only a very, very few people on the other side. We need to expose them. And the time will come when, of course, I believe this is going to happen. If I could give people one book to read, it's called The Devil's Advocate by Taylor Caldwell. It was written back in the 1950s. It's must reading for anybody who wants to understand what's going on today and what we must do. But I believe Tony's absolutely right. Put your faith in the Lord. Prepare to defend yourself and your family. And then, of course, help us educate the American people. Anything else, Tony, before I let you go?
Well, The Devil's Advocate, Taylor Caldwell, is probably my third favorite book after the Bible, Pilgrim's Progress, The Devil's Advocate, and, you know.
You're the only person I've ever talked to who's ever read the book, but I'm glad you have. And
Taylor Caldwell's absolute classics, right up there with Captains and Kings.
Amen to that.
But I would tell people, you know, like that last caller, if we have civil unrest, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, but if we do, I mean, the best thing you can do to guarantee that you won't participate in it is to have supplies, food, water, maybe a Berkey water filter, enough food to last you a while, some medical supplies.
Tony, you sound as if you've been listening to Radio Liberty. Hey, God bless you.
But that way you won't have to participate in their plan.
Amen to
that. And don't get violent. Whatever people think, you know, you might want to, like, do things that aren't, you know, considered legal, like, you know, your congressman might not be your favorite person, but leave it alone. Let it go. But don't get violent, because that's what the government wants.
And that's why they have all those concentration camps they're setting up today all across America. For the people who don't believe it, you need to get our talk on planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that, and you'll be convinced. They know what's going to happen. They anticipate everything that's going to happen. They're three steps ahead of us, because I believe that there is a sinister, diabolical intelligence behind what they're doing. God bless, Tony. It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you. You too. God,
thanks. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Al calling from Paradise, California. Hi, Al. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you. How's things up there at Paradise?
Pretty nice, still warm.
Okay.
I have a simple idea for all the people that call in and say, what can one person do?
All right.
They can do what we do. We go to Infowars.com. We go to Bob Chapman's site, the International Weekly Forecaster. We print out their news articles, and we mail them to everybody we know and ask them to do the same.
I think that's a great idea. Incidentally, Infowars.com is Alex Jones, one of his websites, so he does a great job.
Yes, I wrote to Alex and gave him that idea, and hopefully if they do the math on this, and with the internet censorship that they're trying to pull off here, millions of people could get some of these news articles and hopefully wake more people up.
And I think right now, of course, copy machines, you can buy them cheap. In fact, a lot of things are going to get cheap as the people are stuck with them. So buy a copy machine, and you can buy paper dirt cheap and start learning how to print and distribute these items to people. And once they begin to understand, they'll start distributing them too. That's, I believe you're absolutely right, Al. I agree with you. And we can turn this thing around, but we just need a lot of dedicated people.
And one last thing I did is, Wally Herger is our congressman up here in Paradise, and I wrote to him and told him that I was fairly disappointed in him for voting for the bill twice, and that I hope he's planning on retiring.
I think that's very good. You've got to put the fear of God into these people. That's the only thing they do fear.
And I'm also
the fear of God, and of course, they fear getting voted out of office.
Yes. And the other thing I do is, I called Dennis Kucinich's office and let them know that we were very proud of him for standing up for the people.
And isn't it interesting the alliances sometimes we develop in times like this? And, of course, it
sure
doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I mean, I disagree with the Democrats on many things, but many of the things they're doing I agree with. And so we've got to, of course, be independent enough to support the things that are right and oppose the things that are wrong, even if they're being put forward by a Republican president. Because, of course, he is simply a tool of the power elite, the Brotherhood of Darkness that rules our country, rules the world. Hey, thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
And bye-bye, and we'll be back in just a moment. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and right now we've got Herman calling from Carmel, California. Hi, Herman. How are things over there?
Really a beautiful evening.
It really is beautiful. It's beautiful here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay as well.
I received a call from my daughter who lives in Silver Lake District of downtown Los Angeles today, and she said a good friend of hers called and said that there were either 5 or 6 black jets flew at almost treetop level right over their home. This is in the downtown area of Los Angeles, not the skyscrapers, but just outside of it. And for months, she has seen lots and lots of helicopter activity at night, a lot more than just the local police helicopters. And then another friend called, and he had heard an interview by Deagle, and in which they were talking about potential attacks. Of course, Homeland Security for years has warned us of that, but potential attacks and targeting Chicago or possibly Los Angeles.
I'm much more concerned about the Office of Homeland Security, and that a military brigade has been attached to the Office of Homeland Security, American soldiers to be used against American citizens. That's what's frightening. They're making all the preparations for a police state in America. That's why they repealed the Posse Comitatus law back in 2006, October 2006. And even liberal Senator Patrick Leahy said this is a blueprint for dictatorship, and it is. That's exactly what they're planning.
Well, Dr. Stan, could you explain for our audience, because there may be new listeners who don't know what the Posse Comitatus Act is or was, why that's important?
Well, of course, back in the post-Civil War era, back about 1870, somewhere in there, because of the atrocities that were committed by Northern troops against the people living in the South, the South was occupied by Northern troops, and there was tremendous brutality for their fellow Americans, and so Congress passed an act called the Posse Comitatus Act that said American troops could never be used, against the American civilians here in the United States. And, of course, American military is to be used to defend our country. It's to be used against foreign enemies, but never against the American people. And that legislation actually has been in force. It's been violated a few times, but largely in force until October of last year when, under George Bush's direction, I should say the people who controlled George Bush put the legislation through, have repealed the Posse Comitatus Act. At the same time, they passed the Military Commission Act, and we're going to be back in just a minute. Hang on there, Herman. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we were just talking about the Posse Comitatus Act, which was enacted back in the 1870s, that said that American troops could never be used against American civilians. And isn't it interesting that it was a Republican, a president who professes to believe in God? I'm not sure what God he believes in. Well, I really do know what God he believes in. And if you hear my talk on the planned, forbidden secret and get the syllabus, you can actually read President Bush's speeches, and we explain what God he represents. But President Bush certainly was in charge, even though I'm sure he didn't coordinate it, but he was in charge when they repealed the Posse Comitatus Act so they could use American troops against American civilians, and that, of course, was October of 2006. So, basically, anything else you want to say, Herman, before...
One other thing for your audience, those that are not familiar with David Bay, cuttingedge.org, www.cuttingedge.org. This, they have both the... weekly newsletter for free, and also their daily updates And in their daily updates, it's either yesterday or today, they have an article showing Larry King interviewing Ahmadinejad, reaching across, giving him the handshake, and the whole point of the article is it's a Masonic handshake from both sides. In other words, Larry King and Ahmadinejad. So, you know, you had mentioned, Dr. Stan, a couple of years ago, starting that Ahmadinejad appeared to be straight out of central casting.
Right.
And, you know, it appears he's playing a vital role.
Well, I think he is. You have to understand, what most people don't understand is the president of Iran, that position is purely symbolic. I mean, the power with the Ayatollahs, and yet, when was the last time you heard one of the Ayatollahs quoted? When was the last time you heard Ahmadinejad quoted? Ahmadinejad is a creation of the American media, certainly not of the Iranian people, and he doesn't represent the Iranian government. The Ayatollahs are trying to work out a peaceful solution. Ahmadinejad is playing his part, I think, very well. I think he really ought to be nominated for an Oscar, but I doubt he will be. Anything else, Sherman, before we let you go?
One final thing. There was an article that mentioned that, you know, we are playing in Russia's backyard, and now they're going to come and play in our backyard.
But I think everybody has forgotten who financed Russia from the time of the Russian Revolution back in 1918. Has forgotten about the occult influence on the formation of the communist state. They have forgotten, of course, that it was American corporations and the Export-Import Bank and the Asian Development Bank who put in all the oil wells and the natural gas wells and built the pipeline for Russia after 1992. And, of course, the people need to get our little pamphlet on the communist-capitalist alliance to see how up until even last year we were still pumping money into Russia under one guise or another, creating the best enemy money could buy. God bless. Thanks so much, Herman.
All right.
And let's go to Jim calling us from Kansas. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Yes, Sam.
Go right ahead.
It looks to me like figuring the philosophy of these people out is pretty easy because, for one thing, they want to get rid of Christianity. That is obvious.
That's very obvious, right?
And then Quigley laid out their philosophy.
You're talking about Professor Quigley and his book, Tragedy and Hope, and the other book, The Anglo-American Establishment. You're right. He laid out their philosophy. What is the philosophy?
Page 1229. There's a six-point philosophy.
Okay.
And it totally denies that there is a God.
Right.
All right. First of all, there is a truth, a reality. But no person, group, or organization has the whole picture of that truth. So right there he's saying that there is no God, that it's all people, groups, or organizations.
Right.
Okay? Now, every person of goodwill has some aspect of the truth. And that's, you know, that sounds great, doesn't it? Some vision of it from the angle of his own experience. And that also sounds good, right?
Right.
But again, it denies that there's a God in it, okay? Through discussion, the aspects of the truth held by many can be pooled and arranged to form a consensus. And there's the magic word, consensus.
No, what do you think? I spent a great deal of time studying Professor Quigley. I went back to Georgetown University. I spent weeks going through his papers there. And he was a brilliant individual, far more brilliant than most, and certainly than I will ever be. But he missed what this was really all about, because he was approaching what was happening geopolitically from a secular point of view, and he missed totally the spiritual forces that are working behind this move towards world government. And I felt rather sorry for him.
This six-point thing explains his philosophy, his basic philosophy on the religious angle.
Right.
Because his philosophy is man does everything.
Right.
Man sets all the rules. There is no absolutes.
Right.
And it changes.
It changes your whole outlook on the world when you deny the existence of God.
Absolutely. And that's why they can do anything that works.
Right.
And they call it consensus. They put it under the consensus, and if they get a consensus, they go with it.
No question at all, and they have to understand that Professor Quigley writes about the elite who rule the world, and he is totally in sympathy with them. He knows that they've worked with communism and helped communism and fostered communism since its inception. And you read his book, and it's really very, very revealing as to how these elitists think, because he was totally in sympathy with them. And he believed, of course, that there was a real problem in the world. But the hope was that these elitists would succeed, these fine men, you know, who wore their tuxedos and ties and white shirts, and they were intellectuals, and they were going to bring about this wonderful world utopia, and they were going to convince the communists to go right along with us. And he doesn't recognize that there is evil in the world, and he was aligned with it.
Well, his last statement is the telltale. He says, "Thus Western man's picture of the truth advances by successive approximations, closer and closer to the whole truth without ever reaching it." So, he says, there is a truth, but we'll never reach it.
That's
right. In the meantime, man, not God, makes the rules, and they change according to the consensus.
And, of course, really, it's so sad. He was a brilliant individual. He ended up living with an adulterous affair with his, I believe, one of his nieces. And then, I mean, here is a man, a brilliant, but without a moral foundation, of course, how do you keep from the temptations of the flesh? And, of course, he cheated on his wife. He cheated on his mistress. He cheated on everybody.
Yeah. And he cheated on us, too.
Right, he did. but he did leave a wonderful book for us, Tragedy and Hope, but certainly I think it's an important book, and the Anglo-American Establishment. And my interview, the interview we have with Professor Quigley that I bought from the rights to from his wife, will give you tremendous insight into this brilliant individual who ended up a total failure because he did not have a personal relationship with God.
He mentored a bunch of our presidents.
He at least mentored the Bill Clinton, and he mentored many other people who became leaders in our country.
Well, from what I heard, now this was just something that somebody told me, that a certificate of an A from him was a passport to any office you wanted in government.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I would think certainly if you got an A from Quigley, you had to be pretty smart. I don't know what sort of grades Bill Clinton got, but Bill Clinton is a brilliant fellow. He really is. But he's amoral, and, of course, just like his mentor, Professor Quigley. The big problem in society today, you don't have to be smart. You don't have a lot of education. The most important thing is to fear God and keep his commandments. And with that, of course, you can be a success in the world. Anything else you want to say, Jim, before? Beg your pardon?
If you want to live a Christian way, you know, which is the right way,
right,
and have a happy life. But
right,
going their route, we're all going to suffer a misery that we don't know yet.
But they're going to impose their failures on us. And our job is to let people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And until people understand that, none of this makes sense. Okay, hey, thanks so much for calling, Jim.
You've got it figured out. Keep
God
it up.
God bless. Okay, fine. Let's go to who's calling from Spokane? Who is it?
D.
All right, D from Spokane. Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I guess I've got to take issue with you gently, I hope, when you said earlier in the hour we have no real choices. We do have alternatives to McCain and Obama, and that's Pastor Chuck Baldwin or Bob Barr, or even Ralph Nader, I suppose.
I think you're absolutely right. Of course, you know how I feel about this. I can't come out and endorse a candidate, but I will tell you that Chuck Baldwin's a personal friend.
I guess I can't emphasize how important it is to repudiate the corrupt two-party system. There's certainly some congressional candidates that might be worthy, but as far as the U.S. Senate and the President, they're all sold out to the New World Order. And there are two things that the Republicrats and the Demopubs are terrified of. Number one is term limits, and number two is voter consent of their choices, otherwise known as the none-of-the-above option. You remember when Dr. Milton Friedman was championing that?
I think that, in fact, if they had that option on our ballots, I think that none of the above would probably win. I don't think most people really are very enthusiastic about either candidate. At least in our community, I look around and I don't see very many bumper stickers for either of McCain or Obama. I think most people realize we don't really have a choice. And they're looking for the lesser of the two evils, and I'm not going to vote for either of the lesser of the two evils.
Amen. Well, you know, it would be a great inhibition against the obscene amounts of spending, too, because the parties wouldn't there'd be some uncertainty there. And there's always now a certainty that one or the other will be able to retire their massive campaign debt. But what if they were just completely disqualified? And, you know, Dr. Stan, I really admire Chuck Messler. He's a great Bible teacher. But I've never been more disappointed with Chuck than when, in a recent meeting, a lady asked about the presidential election, and he said, in essence, quote, "Because of the high stakes, if you don't vote for the Republican, you are wasting your vote."
Well, I love Chuck Messler, but I would disagree with him on this. Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
That vote for a third party if you feel comfortable doing so, and it is recorded on the Internet, and you can have the satisfaction of seeing that if it's an odd or an even number in the end, that you made a difference. And you're just playing. I would say it's an extraordinary person such as yourself that is a little older that may not see a libertarian or a constitutional victory in their lifetime, and you're just playing selfish if you demand to be voting for a winner in your lifetime. Because some of these fights take many generations to win.
All right, fine. Well, go ahead. I appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to Charles, who's calling from Harlem, New York. Charles, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, hi, Dr. Stan. God bless you and your ministry, and it's great to hear folks calling and getting information and giving information. Can you speak to the issue of kind of a trivia thing, President Clinton's birth records being sealed? Why might that be, and what would be on them that they would want to seal them? I'll take the answer off the air.
Well, Charles, what records are sealed?
President Clinton's birth records.
I really don't. I don't know anything at all about it. I mean, you hear all sorts of stories. Some people say the Rockefellers had an illicit affair with his mother. I don't know. I wouldn't even want to try to speculate on that. So.
Okay.
I think that certainly if you got nothing to hide, then why are you hiding it? Why would he not want his birth records to be available if that is valid? So we're just going to have to wait and see. I can't answer it. Maybe somebody else out there is smarter than I am.
Okay. And one more while I got you on the phone, and if you can speak to, if you know anything about, recently it was reported that Mr. Bush, President Bush, kind of got rid of his Secret Service in favor of the Mossad. Secret Service, do you know anything about that?
No, I really don't believe that's true. I think there are a lot of stories out there, but I can't believe that he would be guarded by the Mossad and not by the Secret Service. I think that's a little bit of disinformation being put out.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Jack, who's calling from Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Jack.
The Wall Street gangster bankster bailout causes me to reflect on what Charlotte Isserby describes in her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. We are to believe that it's the overzealous, non-enlightened contracting borrower who contracts for a mortgage or other loan agreement who's to blame for all this. And yet, the bank's own publications admit, and the bank's bookkeeping entries prove, that the banks create money, as you have said, out of thin air. Now, most people would find that hard to believe. But we obviously have Federal Reserve promissory notes, which is currency, not money, according to the constitutional definition, no intrinsic value. So it is currency. Okay, well, when someone contracts for whatever form of loan, the promissory note they sign actually becomes non-legal tender currency that the bank uses as though it were actual money, and then they turn around as a non-legal tender form of currency once they've deposited the promissory note that the contracting borrower signs, and then they loan it back to them, And this is all, Dr. Stan, in accordance with the Uniform Commercial Code.
All right, fine. Basically, what you're saying is, of course, they can use debt as the basis for money. And this is this is how they create money out of nothing. You got to have something behind money other than debt, because when debt begins to disappear, then money begins to disappear. And that is what's happening today. But I certainly agree with your basic premise.
Well, furthermore, one must question the validity. The validity here involves the fundamental principles of a valid contract, full disclosure and good faith, no inadvertent nor deliberate concealment of the applicable conditions of the contract. And then you have valuable consideration, and that means when they take the promissory note and record it as an asset in the bank, it is then sold by the bank for cash without valuable consideration or monetary reward to the person who creates it, the contracting borrower. So everyone who has a presumed valid debt obligation, whether it's a mortgage, student loan, whatever, they need to go in and just request to review the validity based on who funded this loan agreement.
Jack, your theories are great. You're absolutely correct. But, of course, here is where you get in a problem. You don't pay the loan, they're going to send the sheriff out, evict you, and take over your home. And you may, of course, be absolutely correct from a purely legal point of view, but this is not the way our system works, because we've turned our back on legal systems. Certainly the banks have a lot more influence than you do. Just try not making your loan payments and try to present this in court, and you'll find that most judges, even though you're right, will refuse to hear it, because we no longer have a system based upon absolutes, right and wrong. It becomes based upon case law, what lawyers say, and if some lawyer says you're wrong, why, of course, you are just going to be evicted. So, I mean, you can try it if you want to, but I think that what we have to do is expose the fraud of what's going on. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Jack. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly there's much here as far as our monetary system that most people don't understand. Jack is trying to make the...
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
The factors having to do with finance, and he sort of just dropped off. We tried to reach him again, and he wasn't doing any more interviews. I don't know what happened to him. He was certainly a brilliant individual. We have a 4-tape set that we offer my interviews with Dr. Schroeder.
I mentioned that because I was in the light of the economic situation. The bailouts thing is just prolonging the inevitable. Maybe they're pressured or manipulated, but you really have to get to a clean slate where you, and that would have been, this would be a perfect time to do that, to address that problem, zero out the debt. I was listening earlier to Colonel Bo Greitz. He does this program during the day before you're on, or in between your programs, and he's always talked about, oh, just mint a $10 trillion coin, but he doesn't follow through with that. You have to replace it with something. You can't just create a vacuum and just cut off everything off. But I mean, $10 trillion, that's the immediate. We know there's 60 to hundreds of trillions of dollars of outstanding, but the immediate could be I think you really have to look at the things like the Rockefeller Foundation. If you look them up, they have like $12 trillion in liquid assets in their account. Ford Foundation, and the reason I mention these is because we know they're funding subversive groups and radicalism, and it's really, yeah, you could prosecute them under RICO, racketeering organized crime, for insurrection and rebellion against the republic. And in the 14th Amendment, it does say that any debt incurred against the United States is in insurrection or rebellion is notwithstanding null and void. So it's not supposed to be binding on the people, yet it's assumed that one of the principles of the Federal Reserve, private corporation, is the Rockefeller establishment, and that you could tie that directly to the foundation.
I think you're absolutely right. We got to run. We're out of time. But God bless, and we're in real trouble. Thanks so much for calling. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America, why, of course, you would appreciate your help if you're in a position to. And a lot of people are not going to be in a position to help. We're in for some very difficult times. Dan was talking about Dr. Eugene Schroeder. We actually have a 4-tape set by Dr. Schroeder on the War Powers Act. Very, very informative. And then, of course, we do want to remind all of our listeners that we are having a all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 26th of October. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we do hope that many of you out there will be able to come, and you can certainly have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. It's going to start early in the morning, got to go to late the evening, or I should say until about 5:30, and then, of course, we're going to have Dr. Blaylock talk on medical issues, Joanna Michelson on the supernatural, and she saw lots of course, truly supernatural miracles, but of course, they were from the demonic realm, and she'll have a wonderful story to tell. That, of course, we'll have Patrick Wood talking about finance and what you need to survive in times like this. Michael Shaw will be there. We're going to have a great time. Hope you can make it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you're going to need reservations or more information. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen there on the Internet to our programs 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. And, of course, you can, listen to our programs on satellite. If you need information on how to get low-cost satellite with no monthly charges, give us a call. If you'd like, of course, to get our books, or you can certainly get the list of those off the Internet, or certainly give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and certainly request a catalog or a health catalog or a list of emergency foods. Start preparing for the difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news story, behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and hopefully for the next hour they're going to be the views of Keith Abel, who's worked with a friend, William Lewis, on a series of DVDs. And one of them, the last one, is Washington, You're Fired. It's just going into the background of what's going on in Washington, D.C. today. And you know, the thing is that we've been trying to warn for years that we have corruption in Washington, D.C. Instead of having honest men there who fear God, we have a political opportunists who are there to feather their own nest. You realize, of course, that when you retire from Congress, you get better health care coverage for the rest of your life and for your family than any one of us could probably afford to buy. You realize, of course, that they get a lifetime pension, even if they're only there for one term. I mean, basically, of course, congressmen usually are above reproach. They can do all sorts of terrible things and accept all sorts of bribes. And the only time they ever go after them are people like Jim Traficant or George Hansen, congressmen who speak up against the corruption. And then they go after them and they destroy them and they send them to prison on trumped-up charges. They infiltrated their offices, as they did with Traficant. They had people planted there, or in the case of George Hansen, he filled out a form the way he was told by the FEC, and they sent him to prison and tortured him for 10 years, although another 150 congressmen had filled out their forms exactly the same way. And at the end of 10 years, the Supreme Court decided that the law was unconstitutional, and they let George Hansen go. Wasn't that nice? His health was ruined. He was ruined financially. His life was ruined, and of course, this is the way they treat congressmen. And he was tortured, physically tortured, over this time. And he had the scars to show it. But, of course, you're not going to read about that in your local newspaper. Well, hopefully we have Keith Abel on our line with us right now. Keith, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just tell us, are we going to talk about your films on Washington, You're Fired, or what were we going to talk about?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. We can talk about Washington, You're Fired, and I don't think we can can't go very far without talking about the bailout, and you know, the to carry on in the vein in which you were which I caught on at a little bit when I came on the line. The caste system appears to be alive and well again in America. You know, if nowhere else on the planet, we've got a ruling class now, and it's obvious from the if we look at a series of actions that have just taken place. House Resolution 6304, Washington, You're Fired, is the film that William and I did, and we look into the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Act, the Patriot Act, a series of acts that the AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South aiding in the president's warrantless spy program. And, you know, and we see in the past 2 months, we've seen two major pieces of legislation. We've seen these FISA amendments, House Resolution 6304, passed, and $2 million was pumped into the coffers of the Congress who voted for this bill. And then we have this past month, September, where we have the bailout, and there is over $60 million that has gone into the coffers of the Congress to vote the $2 million in the month for the House Resolution 6304, the FISA amendments and telecommunications immunity that AT&T pumped into the election system, and then the $60 million that Goldman Sachs and Commercial Bank and other moneyed interests have pumped into the coffers of the congressmen.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Keith, you go right ahead. But, of course, I thought that they added about $150 billion to the bailout bill this last week. $150 billion of predominantly pork for the congressmen who were willing to compromise their principles and vote for legislation that was a bailout for Wall Street, not for Main Street.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. It was welfare for Wall Street. And you have the House voted resoundingly rejecting it, and then it goes to the Senate and wins 75-25 or 74-25, whatever the vote was, it just resoundingly, and then goes back to the Congress, and like you say, the pork was added and it was voted in instantaneously. But what we explore this legislation and the 109th Congresses, particularly, have been just damaging to the civil rights of all Americans. In Washington, You're Fired, your listeners can go to WashingtonYou'reFired.com and check out trailers of the movie. And we get into these things, and we just don't drop the bomb and run. We have solutions. We encourage people to vote. We encourage people to call their congressmen to get involved. And we include the information in the movie and say, the website itself, WashingtonYou'reFired.com, is a valuable asset for anyone who's trying to stay abreast of what's going on with our freedom.
Well, I think it's so vitally important to understand that they bribe congressmen. Basically, they say, all right, you vote our way, and we'll give you all this money for your reelection campaign. Or you vote our way, we'll give you all this money for your district. They call it pork, or earmarks, or call it what you will. It is a bribe. And, of course, if the Congress can bring home enough bacon, enough pork, why, he's going to get reelected. But, of course, the biggest thing is they will help the opposition if you don't go along with them. So we don't have a representative government. We have government that represents a special interest who can add $150 billion. Remember, Monday of last week, the legislation called for $700 billion. By Friday, it called for $850 billion. It added $150 billion of pork projects for the congressmen. And most of them said, well, about 20 of them said, oink, 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 and they got the money, and we got the shaft. And I think it's important that people understand that we have congressmen back in Washington, D.C., who will do anything to get elected, and I think that we should reward them accordingly. The one thing they fear is the public are going to know how they vote, and our job is to let people know how they vote, and anybody who voted for the big Wall Street bailout should be retired, and retired this November. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Keith Abels. You pick up the story there, Keith.
Yes, Stan, Doc. It just keeps getting deeper and weirder, and I keep thinking that I've fallen down the rabbit hole, and it's like a Fellini movie almost. You know, it's totally, I can't believe it. Have you seen the guy's name that Secretary Hank Paulson has picked, the former information guru at Goldman Sachs, Neil Kashkari? It's an Indian name, but it's mighty ironic how that seems to be the guy who's been floated as being the head of the Troubled Asset Resolution Program. And, you know, I worked for the Attorney General of Maryland back in the mid-'80s during the savings and loan crisis. And you know, we couldn't believe we were talking about $350, $400 million that it was going to take to shore up that industry. And
now, was that million or billion dollars?
Million. That was million.
All right. Because we're talking about, we're talking really probably about, we're going to take $2 or $3 trillion to shore this thing up.
Well, it's gonna then we have the multiplying factor. That's, you know, that would, Dr. Stan, that would be if we, as the economists say, all things remaining equal. But yet, they made sure that all things did not remain equal, because what we did not see happen two Thursdays ago, when Secretary Paulson said the sky is falling and if we don't act by Friday, the whole world will collapse, and it didn't. On that Saturday, after Congress had voted down the initial legislation, Financial Stability Act, the Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley stepped into, from 278 years of combined bad investment banking advice, stepped into the realm of chartered commercial United States banks, that are now covered by the FDIC. So while we pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, while all this is going on, we have arguably, depending on what you consider the net worth of Goldman Sachs and the Stanley Group, the $200-300 billion worth of assets that are now insured by the FDIC at $100,000 per account.
Well, now with the new legislation, it's going to be
right,
up to 200.
Right, but guess what, Dr. Stan? That's right. That's right. So that's why they rushed and had to raise that level.
To $250,000, but nobody ever asked, where's the money coming from? The FDIC doesn't have the money. They've used up about a third of their money just bailing out Indy Mac Bank, and I think they're down to about $40 billion that they have. But they're going to be, you know, all we need is one or two more major bank failures, and so the FDIC will be bankrupt. Then where's the money coming from? Well, they'll get it, of course, from the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve doesn't have any money. They're going to have to get it from the Treasury, and the Treasury doesn't have any money. So they're just going to have to created out of nothing. And this will be highly inflationary. And the trillions of dollars they put out in the last few weeks that they didn't have had to be created out of something. And it was created out of simply air. It's created out of nothing. And, of course, this is all going to lead ultimately to hyperinflation. Down the line, right now we're moving into deflation, but down the line there's going to be hyperinflation, and it's going to wipe out the value of our currency and impoverish our people. So go right ahead.
Well, I mean, you can see that in the financial markets, the dollar is falling against every currency.
Of course, recently the dollar's been going up. That's because all the other currencies are doing so poorly, not because we're doing so well. And that has actually, in many ways, made our goods less competitive throughout the world.
And that's, we the people have to take the action to right this. And, you know, we've been going around and joining with candidates lately, Dr. Stan. We have been doing our screenings of Washington You're Fired with a number of the Constitution Party and Libertarian and Independent and Green Party candidates, expressing this other view that, you know, there is people who seek liberty and who seek their congressmen and their elected representatives to do one thing. All we ask is one thing, that you live up to that sacred oath you take to protect and defend the Constitution. And it's the same oath that our fighting men and women take, very similar oath.
Yeah, but of course the congressmen don't believe that, and the president doesn't believe that. The president doesn't even understand the Constitution. I mean, he intentionally signed the McCain-Feingold bill, which, incidentally, nobody ever brings up at the debates, the McCain-Feingold bill, one of the greatest attacks on freedom of speech ever enacted here in the United States. But the president said, I know the bill is unconstitutional, but the Supreme Court will take care of it, so I'm just going to go ahead and sign it anyway. And, of course, the Supreme Court said it was perfectly all right, and one of the greatest restrictions on freedom of speech that has ever come about was the McCain-Feingold bill. Isn't that interesting that Obama never mentions that? But go right ahead.
Well, we've dodged a bullet from the judiciary recently. I was pleased to learn, and I don't have the site in front of me, and I can't remember the ruling. The Military Commissions Act. It was ruled that, in fact, prisoners held by the United States do, in fact, have the right of habeas corpus. And, you know, just by the sheer grace of God, that a number of the things that we mentioned in Washington, you're fired, one of them being the Military Commissions Act, which said that there was not an inherent right of habeas corpus for military detainees. The court has stepped forward in that instance, and we're hoping that in the other instances where we seek relief, such as measures of the Patriot Act that we've seen struck down, the National Security Letter, Section 215 orders, and some of those things, where we've really been lucky that the checks and balances have at times worked through the judiciary, because Congress has totally yielded its power, and there is no check from Congress. I mean, we've seen the Democrats holding the lead in Congress and rubber stamping the actions of the president on numerous of these bills.
Isn't it interesting? The Democrats were predominantly the force behind the recent bailout bill put forward by the Republicans. It was Republican congressmen who opposed it, and the Democratic congressmen are workers backing George Bush. So it just goes to show you there's really not a dime's worth of difference. Keith, are you on a regular hardline telephone? Because it sounds like you're on either a speaker phone or a speaker or
yeah, something. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, so can any way you could get to a regular hardline, it would make all the difference.
I am so sorry. I'm not at a place where I can get to a hard line.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I've been saying, Dr. Stan, that you nailed it, that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties. The two-party system in America has come to be one two-headed beast of the body politic. And if the heads weren't so close together, this monster would eat itself. And it's fueled by a just tons and tons of cash, of finance, of banking, of insurance, of telecommunication industry, of the military-industrial complex. And it's just insane how these things continue to go on. And you mentioned McCain-Feingold, and that's a day and a half discussion right there, because I mean, there's so many wrongs in that bill that the...
Basically, for our listeners, this was a legislation that was supposedly designed to stop, contributions to the illegal contributions to congressmen and senators. But they figured a way of getting around that. But the other provision there was that private organizations that wanted to discuss the voting record of congressmen within 60 days of elections were not allowed to do that. And there's some regulation how large they had to be. But if you were an organization that wanted to let the constituents in your district know how your congressman voted, within 60 days of the election, you couldn't put it out. And, of course, it was aimed at preventing people from finding out how their congressman and senator voted. And, of course, it was put forward by Senator McCain. It was the most undemocratic thing, because he knew very well that the illicit contributions were going to continue. Actually, well, he gets a lot of them, just like Obama does. They're both on the take from powerful forces. Both of them are backed by George Soros. And if you haven't read that wonderful book by Joe Farah, None of the Above. That's None of the Above by Joe Farah. And he points out that George Soros is funding both Obama and John McCain. But, of course, you can't let the American people know that. You got to believe that there's really a difference between the two candidates. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and have a question for our guest or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Keith Abel, and of course he works along with William Lewis, and of course they put together a wonderful DVD called None of the Above, talking about Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, William. Go right ahead, Keith, I should say. Keith, you are there? Keith? Oh, we lost Keith. Let's go see if we can get him back on again. I'll ask our producer to give him a call and see if we can get him back on. See, we certainly needed to. Well, anyway, of course, we're going to the break here. If you would like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I don't know what happened to him. Well, let's see if our producer can get Keith on the line again. But, of course, you have to understand that we have a one-party system. And, of course, this one-party system certainly is not giving us a choice. It's giving us simply an echo. Two political candidates, one tall, one short, one gray-haired, one black-haired, one light-skinned, one dark-skinned, but they're both going the same direction. They're both intent upon changing America forever. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking with Keith Abel this evening, certainly about what's going on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Monterey area as well.
It really is. It is one of the most beautiful parts of the country to live in. I've lived here for the vast majority of my life and lived in Northern California because I like the weather. And I've tried other areas. I've lived in Europe and Africa and visited, of course, Australia and New Zealand. And I've always come back to this region. So anyway, we're indeed fortunate, but I'm glad, of course, that it's beautiful there in Austin because we wouldn't want all those people from Texas to come into California. So anyway, what sort of how are you going to get the people to come to see your films tomorrow? Because getting people to come and watch the airing of films like yours is always a task.
It is always a task. Luckily, there's a large Fire Congress meetup group in the Austin area, and they have a number of Liberty Lover lunch groups and different things. And I have a good friend, Jim Stutzman, who is running for Congress under the Libertarian banner in the 25th District against Lloyd Doggett. And, we're working together with those groups. And I've been going straight at radio. I've talked to KLBJ. And you know, you guys do such a wonderful service to people in my situation where I'm not, you know, this isn't the kind of movie that's going to show for a 6-week run at the Tinseltown or at the Regal Cinemas. This is an event-driven screening, and we do this households at a time. You know, we're looking to get people to become a lighthouse for liberty and to go to WashingtonYou'reFired.com and sign on to be a lighthouse for liberty and invite 10 people over and show this film.
Oh, yeah. Basically, there in Austin, there's a bookstore right outside the university there. I don't know if it's a university or college there, but we actually, of course, provide a lot of videos, 4-tape sets, things like that to them. And, of course, they have a lot of...
Brave New Books?
Yeah, I don't know what the name of it is, but they got a lot of students that go in there and get educated watching our videos. Do you know the bookstore? I've never been there, but I've certainly talked...
I think it's the Brave New Books.
Well, that's great. And, you know...
We're airing there on the 14th, which is next Tuesday.
All right, fine. Well, of course, they do a great job of getting our material out. We just let them go ahead and duplicate it and get it out. We want to get the message to those college students. And a lot of kids, you know, coming in there from the university are beginning to learn about the conservative philosophy. And if we can do that, why, we've accomplished a great deal.
Yes, sir.
And I wish we had in every university town across America a similar bookstore. People set the bookstore up. They're not making any money. They're putting their time and their effort and their money into it. But it's an educational effort, and each one of us can be involved in one way or another with this process of education to reinstill people the belief in our Constitution and our constitutional system and point out how it's been taken away from us by people who have a different agenda because they worship a different God. So go right ahead, Keith.
That's been, with Washington You're Fired, we've gone directly at college campuses and college. You know, we're doing, we aired at UNC, the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, with the B.J. Lawson for Congress campaign and had upwards of 200 people show up for the event. And basically what a lot of our friends in the Liberty Movement are doing, Doc, is they're saying it's Liberty Night with a free movie with our campaign. Come see Washington, You're Fired on us. And they come and we show the movie and they have a Q&A afterwards, and it's becoming very successful for the campaigns as well, because they get to use it to shine a light on them when the three networks are generally out there covering the Republican or the Democrat and not giving the entire field a fair light.
They don't intend to. The media is controlled. They want to give us the option of voting for one of two candidates. And this is, of course, the way most people look at it. You got to vote for one or the other. I don't like either one, but I like this one better than the other one. And, of course, people must understand you are not given a choice if you play their game. There are other alternatives out there. And so isn't he Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, Green Party candidate, Ralph Nader. And you need to understand that we do not have to vote. You say, well, I don't want to throw my vote away. Ladies and gentlemen, you're throwing your vote away. If they were to find out there were 5 million people voting for third-party candidates, you don't think that this would shake up the people in positions of power? We'll be right back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. What most people don't understand is that Ron Paul got at least 25% of the Republican vote in the state of Idaho. He certainly had won the caucus votes in Nevada, and they would have had a delegation. Only the people in Nevada who control the Republican Party violated the rules of their own organization to prevent, of course, any representatives from Ron Paul from going. The same thing happened in the state of Washington. He got a very, very good response, you know, from the people in the Spokane area where we do programs several times. Oh, actually, we do them every afternoon. We do them every evening. We have a weekend program now and on the station, that actually on five stations in that area. And Sydney Ron Paul got a tremendous support from that part of the country. If we could just simply get our programs heard across America, and similar programs than ours, because there are other very good programs, and get people thinking, we could take America back. It's simply we have to work with what we have, and we know that we're reaching. And of course, we actually carry your film, Keith. We carry the Washington You're Fired DVD. We think you did an excellent job on it. Go right ahead.
See, you know, it's funny how that came about, because I've been living in New Orleans since 2000, and had not seen William Lewis, the director of 911 in Plain Sight and the award-winning Beyond Treason movies. And he calls me and said, on July 29th of 2007, and he said, Keith, I registered WashingtonYourFired.com and TakeBackWashington.com, and I want you to come to Missouri and write a movie with me, because you've got to be fed up with what's going on. And I said, William, I've been clean from politics for 16 years. I hadn't backslid at all. I've been producing records and running record labels and was quite happy. William Lewis said, well, you're obviously not paying attention. And I said, I read the newspaper every day. He says, well, think about it and call me back. Click. And so on. So that was Thursday night, July 29th. On August 1st, Sunday morning, I get up and go get my New Orleans Times-Picayune, and I sit on the porch with my cup of coffee and start reading the paper. On page 5A, it says, President Bush denies spying on American citizens. On page 7A, it says, AT&T and Verizon deny aiding president spying on American citizens. And on page 9A, it says, Attorney General denies lying about spying. I said, okay, Lord, I get the message. And I picked up the phone and called William and said, I'm in.
Okay, hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening is Keith Abel, and he's been working with William Liberty on the DVD and the circulation of the DVD entitled Washington, You're Fired. That's Washington, You're Fired, and of course my wife just brought me a little note that said that the bookstore there in Austin, Texas, is Brave New Books. It's at 904 Guadalupe Street in Austin, Texas. That's Brave New Books at 904 Guadalupe Street in Austin, Texas. And they carry our books. They carry our four-tape set. They carry our videos. And they're probably a duplicating, but that's all right. We want to get that material out. And I suggest if you have an opportunity, go there and get the information that's readily available. Well, Keith, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out for our listeners this evening so they would know how to get the material that you and William Lewis have produced?
Yeah, if they go to Washington, You're Fired, and that's Washington, YOURE fired.com, and they can order it there. And we've got a couple of packages going on. We've got the Lighthouse for Liberty package where you can do a house party and invite. You get 10 DVDs, and you can get it for $39.95, and you can give those out to your friends when they come over. They go home with the DVD. And we've also got a special price. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry, Dr. Ed. I don't know what the price is for the individual DVD. But if they go to WashingtonYourFired.com, they can order it there. Also, they can go to check out William's other movies at TakeBackWashington.com is another option, which is an easy address to remember, too. And that has packages of all the movies that William's done, the 911 In Plain Sight and Beyond Treason. And Under Siege and Ripple Effect are the other movies that William Lewis has directed. And you know, it was just a pleasure for William to call me. He and I had not worked together since 1998, I guess. And for him to call me almost 10 years later and to wake me up. And his call did wake me up. And now I can't sleep at night, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you're out there in the listening audience. You'd like to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. So we're talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C. You must understand that there are powerful forces that control both political parties. And until people understand that, what's happening really doesn't make any sense. In fact, I did a film with William. I don't know if you've seen it. I'm not sure what even the title of it was, but I was in the film, and Joyce Riley was in the film, really a number of conservatives. I believe D.B. Kidd was there. I believe that Dr. Remo Labo and her husband were there, the General Stubblefield. And do you know what the title of that DVD was?
Is that that's Beyond Treason, right?
Maybe, probably it's Beyond Treason. Anyway, it was an excellent DVD, not because I was in it, but because of all the other people that did. William did an excellent job on that. So Beyond Treason and Washington, You're Fired, a couple of DVDs he's done. Of course, he also did a number of other DVDs. He did the one with Joyce Riley's husband. And that was In Plain Sight, and then the sequel to that as well. So all of those are available from William and Keith, and, of course, they're also available through our website. Anyway, of course, I think the DVDs are such a powerful means of reaching people. We're not going to get these things seen on the History Channel. But they're not going to be seen on the Discovery Channel. You're not going to get them seen by the mass media. This is why people have to show them in their homes. This is why people have to show them in their churches. This is why people have to show them at the local Veterans Hall or other meeting places. We've got to reach people one person at a time. They have the opportunity of controlling the mass media and controlling largely what the American people think. But I really sincerely believe that in the coming weeks and months, as the whole system, the financial system of our society begins to implode and more people are losing their homes and their cars and their jobs and everything they've worked for, and they suddenly find that their pension fund has been robbed and their pension fund is gone and their insurance policy becomes worthless, why, at that time they're going to be looking for answers, and that's why we've got to be there to be able to provide them. So go right ahead, Keith.
And they're coming for your Social Security. They're going to get your retirement, too. They want it all. And what they want is they want more of it. They want more for them and less for everybody else. And they're trying to divide the pie where there's not even crumbs left for us anymore. The middle class is going to be, it seems to me, Dr. Stan, to be on its way out.
That's exactly what they want. Well, Keith, I don't know if you've ever read the Center of the Earth Charter, but this put forward by the elitist, these people deeply involved in the occult. We're talking about Marie Strong. We're talking about Gorbachev. We're talking about Stephen Rockefeller, who is Nelson Rockefeller's son. And these people put together something called the Earth Charter, which is the master plan for the world. And it's a mind conference for all intents and purposes. You can read it up on the Internet, or we'll be glad to send you a copy. Or you can. But basically, they call for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Well, equitable distribution of wealth means that there will be no middle class. Everybody will be getting the same thing. And, of course, what they really want to do is do away with the middle class. And, of course, there's always got to be a ruling class. That's the Gorbachevs, the Marie Strongs, the Stephen Rockefellers and their allies. But people do not understand. They call for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And this, of course, is the ultimate plan. Everything is there, the new spirituality, the new forms of government, the new international order they're calling for. Read the Earth Charter and understand everything is being planned by the elite. And just as Keith says, he's absolutely right. They plan to do away with the middle class. But, you see, people don't understand it is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent. And when you understand that, then everything begins to make sense.
Well, as a conservative, you know, I base my beliefs beginning a lot in the Lockean principle, John Locke, of the rights of life, liberty, the ownership of property, and the benefits that inure with it. And this was later interpreted by founding fathers as the rights of life, liberty, and happiness. And what we have to realize is that the citizens have to realize that we have these rights not granted by a government. They are ours. We are born with these rights. We come with them.
But of course, we really don't have the right to happiness. We have the right to the pursuit of happiness, and there's a lot of difference. You strive for happiness. You can try to attain happiness, but you are not guaranteed by government to happiness any more than we are guaranteed to the right to medical care. And yet, of course, both of our political candidates are saying that we have the right to medical care. No, we don't in a free society. I mean, certainly we should provide care, but it should be done at the local level. Never allow the federal government to have the right to provide health care, because a government that can provide health care can take away health care. At one time, every county in our nation provided free medical care to the people who couldn't afford it, and nobody went out without medical care, and nobody died in America. Isn't it amazing that either McCain or Obama mentioned that fact? And it was only when the government got in that the local programs, the local county hospitals, the local effort to provide for the needy was done away with. And now we look to Washington, and suddenly we're beginning to find that Washington is cutting back on availability of this health care and that health care and the other health care. And whatever government takes control of, government destroys. Until people understand that if they're going to take control of health care, they're going to destroy health care. They've done a pretty good job of it so far. And, of course, they're going to destroy the residual health care, ration extra health care, and people are going to die increasingly in increasing numbers. Do you realize that we used to be the number two in health care in the world? Today we're 46 in health care and 46 in longevity in the world. world. I mean, we have a poorer, you know, certainly far poorer level of morbidity, of length of life than Japan and many other countries throughout the world. I think we're 41st to 46th, and we never talk about that, and it is all a direct result of government interference in the healthcare delivery system. So go right ahead, Keith.
You say to that, you put that about as right can be. Some of the truest words I've ever heard spoken on that issue were from George Carlin, God rest his soul, and his speech about who really controls the government. He says, you know, we bitch about health, about education, but the reality is it's never going to change if we don't totally change the system. Because what do they want with free independent thinkers? They want people who can barely make the widget and not complain about the low pay, losing all your benefits, losing all your rights. This is a self-perpetuating cycle that has to be broken. And we have to do it because we have rights that are endowed to us by our Creator and that are not. No government gave us, and no government can take it away, unless we let them.
Well, because that's why they wanted to take any mention of the Creator out of our schools. That's why they wanted to take any mention of God or prayer or the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Because they wanted to do away with the rights of Christ which come from our Creator. Because these people hate God until you understand that there really are people there with an entirely different worldview who would destroy our belief in God. And then, of course, if we don't have a belief in God, what are we going to believe in? Why we're going to have to turn to government to solve our problems. And government cannot solve our problems. As the WAG once said, government is our problem. It always has been. It always will be. And that's why our founding fathers created a country where the power of the central authority was limited by the change of the Constitution, because they recognized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and tyranny and total government are synonymous, and we're sure moving rapidly towards tyranny. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Keith.
To paraphrase one of the more popular governors of Louisiana, the Long family, Earl Long, he said, you know, that he encouraged people to vote early and vote often. Well, I pray early and I pray often. So that's my, I have my faith, and no one can take that away from me.
All right,
fine. We have to exercise our beliefs in protecting our government. I have a saying that it is the right and the duty of the people to remove any elected official who violates the Constitution.
Boy, we wouldn't have many people in Washington, D.C. if we were to do that. Let's go to Maggie, who's calling from Austin, Texas. Hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine, thanks. And I just couldn't resist telling you and the guests that I'm a shopper at Brave New Books, a regular shopper, and I only just recently picked up a copy of Washington, You're Fired there. I have not watched it yet, so I can't comment, but I'm looking forward to it.
So do they actually play any videos there or DVDs there?
Mine yes, they have a regular program. Several times a week they have a free showing for the public, if that's what you're asking.
Right. Well, I think that's great, and I hope everybody out there listening to our program in Austin will go down to Brave New Books. I think they're doing a great job.
Yes, they have, and I wanted to add that they have an online store. You can order from them online too.
All right. Well, that's
Maggie, yes. I'm coming to Austin, and we're going to have a showing at Brave New Books.
I heard about
Tuesday
that.
Tuesday
the 14th. I may be out of town, but if I'm in town, I'll put it down. 7 o'clock, is it?
7 o'clock it is, and it's right there. It's on Guadalupe Street, and I don't have the street number in front of me.
Looks like 1904, 1904 Guadalupe Street in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing some local radio in Austin, too, when I'm in town. So
yes.
Ears open there.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, keep on keeping on.
All right, fine, Maggie. Thank you so very much. And you get as many people out to watch that film as you can. They're doing a great job.
Thanks, Maggie.
Sure.
Thanks
yeah.
very much. Okay, that was Maggie calling from Austin, Texas. If you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Keith Abel, and of course he's working with William Lewis, and they're putting together these DVDs, and certainly they've got a great message. So basically, the sales holding up pretty well on those DVDs?
We are doing well. We're hoping for a good little push going into the election here. I've got stock I'm bringing with me as I'm going across the country with these showings. We've got some showings coming out. We've got one October 21st at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, Louisiana. That's way down the bayou, below Lafayette, below Morgan City. It is down Highway 90, the old Spanish Trail there at Nicholls State. Things are going well. You know, Dr. Stan, have you seen the top 63 favorited video on YouTube this week is Goldman Sachs bribed the Senate vote. Have you seen our video?
In fact, I think we just are going to post that up on our website. Yes, we actually have a separate site on our website for our listeners out there. If you go to RadioLiberty.com and you scroll down, why, of course, there's a place called Videos. And then there's other videos, and we simply post all the best YouTubes there. And you go and you can link directly to these YouTubes. And, yes, that is an excellent one. There's no question that Goldman Sachs, which, of course, is Henry Paulson's organization. Henry Paulson came to the U.S. Treasury not, of course, to help the American people and the common people. Here's a guy who's got $500 million, you know, that he's made by working for Goldman Sachs. He was there to help Goldman Sachs because they knew this whole crisis was coming. They planned the whole thing. And, of course, basically there were even special provisions in this bill that are going to allow him to help his buddies. Believe me, all you need to do is look at that legislation. It cannot be reviewed by Congress. Oh, they have to report to Congress, but they can't change anything. They just tell them how they've robbed and raped the American people. The courts can't reveal it. Nobody can reveal it. Nobody can criticize him for what he has done. And, of course, what they've done is, of course, to give certainly one of the major piratas, one of the major people who's part of this carnivorous system that is devouring the wealth of our nation, total dictatorial power over how this $700 billion is going to be spent. Well, of course, they've already used $150 billion of it to bribe our congressmen, and the rest of it, of course, unfortunately, are going to be used to bail out Main Street, but they're not going to bail out the little guy, and they could end this whole program very easily and much far more cheaply than certainly buying up the mortgages of the people who can't afford them, never should have been in those homes, and the government can take them over and let them pay rent. But, of course, we do not have the facilities to do it. That's not what it's all about. It's about bailing out Wall Street. And don't think for one minute it's a rescue of Main Street. It's a bailout for Wall Street. And hang on, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Keith.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining with us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you, of course, don't have access to the Internet, why, of course, you can get the satellite, very inexpensive satellite, and listen 9 hours a day to my programs and 9 hours a day to Joyce Riley. This is one reason by which we're able to help people. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand who is really behind everything going on. So Brotherhood of Darkness will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. It's simple, easy to read. You can watch the DVD, but I think the book is you need to have along with it so you can get the source material, so you can begin accumulating the documentation to back up what we're talking about. And then, of course, you need to get our talk on the forbidden secret, and the syllabus goes with that. Our talk on sustainable development, and the syllabus and the 4-tape set goes with that. Our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. We need to get our talk on, certainly on the financial tsunami, understanding what's happening financially, and the syllabus goes with that. The information is there. One of my favorites is the DVD, Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story. They're both the same talk, but one's perhaps a little bit better produced than the other. And then, of course, the syllabus goes with that, where they give you so many of the pieces of documentation. But understand that behind everything that goes on are people who follow a different God. And many of these people are actually consumed by this desire to create a one world government with a new world religion and a new world currency and a new world leader. And when you understand the spiritual implications of this, so much of what's going on does begin to make sense. So we ask those of you out there in the listening audience to go to our website to get our material. If you'd like a free catalog, if you'd like to get a list of them, of the emergency foods you can get, or you'd like to get our health catalog because you need to have health products on hand. Certainly, if you do not have it, some sort of a water filter, you need to get a Verkey water filter of some sort. And they're all available from Radio Liberty. You can call our 800 number and ask to get information on them. That's 1-800-544-8927. Those of you who have listened for a long time know we've been warning that we were moving into a very difficult time financially, as far as our nation is concerned. And many of you, I hope, have made preparations. I know some people who have, and they've called and thanked us because we warned them what was going to happen. And, of course, they are prepared. But are you? There's still time, but move now. Do not put things off. The time is running out, and we're moving, of course, into a time of chaos and crisis. And our job is to educate people. Your job is to help us. Your job is to tell others. Your job is to begin to learn how to ask questions. Your job is to duplicate our newsletters, and you're welcome to do that, to duplicate our DVDs and our four tape sets, and get other people to listen, and hopefully they'll get hooked and begin listening on a regular basis, and then they'll begin telling people what's going on. That is how we are spreading our message, and we're doing a pretty good job, and with the help of the others out there, and the Jeff Rences, and the Jack Blood, and certainly Joyce Riley, and of course Alex Jones and the others, we're reaching an awful lot of people, and believe me, they are worried. They're worried that people are going to wake up before they're able to slap on their dictatorship in America. So, and of course, they're planning, I believe, of course, some sort of a major event here, and very, very soon. I believe this financial crisis is going to be on us for a long period of time. It's not going to be over soon. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Remember our conference on the 26th of October, and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.